do you know that only 20% of women have orgasms during penetration without clitoral stimulation?
Oh, well, now I feel lucky.
Yeah, you're really lucky, Pat. Like, literally, whenever you're feeling down and you're having a rough day, just be like, I can orgasm during intercourse.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. So here's the truth about getting turned on. It's 1,000 times easier to feel sexual with others if you're already in the habit of getting sexual with yourself. But what does that look like? Well, on today's show, I'm talking sexy self-care practices that I recommend to everyone of every age, every gender, every relationship status. We'll go over sensory engagement, breath work, and solo sex techniques and toys so you can keep your pilot light lit and feel erotic all the time. Well, or most of the time, or more than you are right now. Plus, I take your questions, the difference between internal and external orgasms, arousal ideas for vulva owners, how to approach sex with a new partner when you've been out of the game for a while, and much more. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, I want to start off by setting an intention for the show, and I encourage you to do the same. My intention is to inspire you to take time today to get into your body and soothe your nervous system. We all need that kind of grounding, really, we do. By the end of today's show, you'll have tangible ideas on how to do exactly that. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. We have two new articles up on our site, Sexy Positions to Try This Valentine's Day, and 5 Last Minute Ultra Sexy Valentine's Ideas. You can find both of them at sexwithemily.com. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. And if you want to ask me questions, always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool to change your name or choose to remain anonymous. Before we begin today's show, I just want to tell you something. If you haven't heard the news yet, I am coming out with a book that I've been working on for about 2 years, and it is going to be in your hands on June 13th. It's called Smart Sex: How to Boost Your Sex IQ and Own Your Pleasure. This is something that has been a long time coming. I got such a wonderful book partnership with HarperCollins, and it was just been such an honor to write, and also grueling, and also I'm a perfectionist, so I wanted to get everything in there that I've been talking to y'all about, but even more. And so like halfway through writing the book, I came up with a whole new angle, and I just am really proud of it, and I can't wait for all of you to get it in your hands and to talk to me about it. And I'm also going to go on a book tour, and I'm going to come to your town. So if you would love me to come visit or speak at your organization, or you have any ideas for me, tell me, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You know, I have to say, in this is my 18th year I've been doing this podcast. I know, yes, podcasts were around in 2005. I know it's insane, but I have never gone on a tour. So my plan is to do a live podcast, to meet you all, do a book signing, a book talk. This book has so much in it. And I want to just ask you a favor. I would love if you would pre-order my book right now. Just go to sexwithemily.com or the link in the show notes. If you do go to sexwithemily.com, go to the drop-down menu and select new book. It's easy right from there. Pre-ordering the book is huge. So if you're thinking, going, of course I'm going to buy Dr. Emily's book. Well, if you want to do it right now, I am forever grateful. You could easily do it. Like Amazon, like they'll just say, hey, we'll send it to you on June 13th. But it helps a lot. It helps with the mission of the book, to get it out there, to just have more eyeballs on it, more people improving their pleasure. You got it. So I just appreciate all of you for supporting it. One more thing. We will be revealing the cover very soon. I'm so excited about the cover as well. And I want to hear what you think about it. So thanks everyone for helping out here. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. All right, let's face it. I have a lot of you calling and writing in saying you're not having as much sex as you'd like, either with yourself or with a partner. And I keep reading all these studies about people aren't having sex, younger people aren't having sex anymore. It's a whole thing. But let me tell you, if you haven't had sex with someone else for a while, whether that's a casual or a serious partner, you're not going to be ready if you've been turned off this whole time. Hear me out. It's a practice. It's a muscle. For example, like if you haven't worked out for a while, like maybe you've been taking a few weeks off or a few months off, you don't expect that you're going to be able to go to the gym and lift the same amount of weight or run the same distance on the treadmill, right? You know that it takes some time to build it back up. Well, in my opinion, the same thing happens with sex drive and our arousal. We have to keep our own pilot light lit, okay? We're in charge of that. And sex, keep it top of mind, whether you're in a relationship or not. So when you get into a relationship, you're not going to be wondering like, oh God, why am I so disconnected from my body? Or it's been a while, I got to catch up. No, just keep it going. Because if you don't use it, you lose it, really. You lose that connection with yourself. Maybe you start to tell yourself stories about your orgasms or your body or how you don't accept it enough and you don't want anyone to see you. And it just gets muddied and it gets buried beneath everything else we have to do. And we just don't prioritize our own arousal. A lot of times when we go out, we start dating again, we are riding on that NRE or new relationship energy, as we call it. It's exciting. It's new. You've never touched this person before. You never kissed this person before. And it can be really, really hot. But sometimes it can be harder though. You're like, God, I'm out of practice or I'm being turned on because of the novelty of this person. But imagine if you kept it going the whole time. So you already were at your peak arousal level because you've been in touch with yourself. Right? Like it's much better to walk every day for 20 minutes than to do nothing for 2 months, just like keeping up our health, right? It's much better to masturbate a few days a week or think about ways we can turn ourselves on than just waiting and waiting and waiting to have a partner and then having to like get back up to speed with your own body all at once. And remember, if you're in a relationship, you should still be having these nights to yourself. So let's walk through some sexy self-care practices that you could try right now, like tonight. You can do these any day, but also I get it. It's Valentine's Day. It's a whole holiday devoted to romance. We can just sweep ourselves off our own feet, or don't we? Because remember, when we do practice self-love, we'll generate endorphins. We feel super relaxed and cared for, and maybe even learn something new about our turn-ons. All right, so let's do this. Here's some easy ways to get yourself on board with sex again. Engage your senses. One of the easiest ways to turn off an anxious, wandering, busy mind is to place your focus on your senses. Right? Here's a quick trick. When my mind's wandering and I'm not able to focus, I immediately do a scan of my environment and I think of my five senses. I focus on what am I looking at right now? Maybe I'm looking at my feet on the floor. What am I hearing? I'm hearing my dog snore. What am I tasting? I'm just tasting some chickpeas from the salad I just had. What am I smelling? I'm smelling that candle that I just lit. So when you do a round of your senses, even to just get to three of them, you immediately become grounded and in touch with the present moment. It's just this anchoring technique so I can no longer be anxious. I can't be thinking about the past or the future when I'm present in my senses. Some other ways to mindfully engage your senses could be a warm bubble bath. It is winter, even here in Los Angeles. I always take baths. The hot water is very healing and grounding. Book a massage. You know, it's so great to treat ourselves to the pleasure of someone else's touch. Turn on your favorite music, you know, while you're doing yoga or just around the house. Going to the store or market or picking up splurge ingredients to make yourself an amazing meal that tastes good. So whatever sensory practice makes your body relax, you know, the moment you think about it, like when you think about any of those things, where any of those that you went, like to be honest, if I go to a market trying to pick up foods, like I'm not a chef, I'm not probably going to do that, but you might like that. But like I said, I love a massage. I love a bubble bath. So think about which one of these resonate with you. And for me, that's like meditation and it's breath work. And like I said, it's like, I love my higher dose. that higher dose sauna blanket is probably one of the best things for my self-care this year. It's like a sleeping bag sauna. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about that in a while, but I can put it in my show notes if you want to check that out. So really, I'm just trying to encourage you to think about engaging your senses in a positive way, because when we gift our body endorphins, something we all need, we won't ever get tired of receiving. So like I mentioned, breathwork, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about breathwork in coming years. At least I hope so. I'm a huge fan of mindful breathwork. I actually did it before the show. I sat here for 3 minutes. When we do deep belly breaths, we stimulate the vagus nerve, which is a nerve that runs from the base of our head all the way to our stomach. And the vagus nerve, which maybe you've been hearing more about these days, it's in charge of our parasympathetic nervous system, which tells our fight or flight to turn off and ease into rest and digest mode, which is what we're talking about calming and, you know, experiencing less anxiety. So I found this app is really helpful for it, or just breathing. You can do it on your own. So the app is called Breathing. And I freaking love this app. They makes it so easy because it's only 3 minutes and it immediately calms me and immediately drops me into the present moment. So box breathing is so easy. Again, you don't even need an app to do it. So listen to this. I'm going to play it for you, okay? Box breathing is classic. It's inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4 counts, exhaling for 4, holding for 4. So here's the app. Do it with me.
Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale.
All right, so that's a round of box breathing. Don't you just feel relaxed already? A little bit? Okay. So I just think it's an easy form of self-care. And sometimes I do that even with my partner. We'll start to, I don't know if you ever do this. Sometimes you just get caught up in sex and you're like, I'm not even really ready to have sex yet, or I wasn't feeling it. I'll just say, can we breathe for a minute? And I'll just play this app. And we immediately let the day melt away and become grounded and focused. So I love encouraging people to think about breath differently as a healing tool. All right, solo sex. Let's talk about that. So now that you're relaxed and you've got your fully engaged with your senses, slow breathing, you, my friend, are in a perfect state for solo sex. Remember that orgasms are so good for our health. They release oxytocin, dopamine, endorphins. They help us sleep better. They help us manage stress. So as you touch yourself, I encourage you not to like bang it out right away, hit it and quit it. Try to do something a little bit different. Why don't you keep breathing deeply, engaging your senses? Maybe you edge or tease yourself. Make it a whole thing. See how long you can expand your solo play. Maybe you have some wine nearby or a piece of chocolate. You know, I think that we think of sex in such a linear way that we just have to lay down, masturbate, get done, and then move on. But I love the idea of weaving it throughout your evening and stretching it into an entire self-care, self-loving experience. So speaking of vibes that I'm loving right now, Jeju, I talk about them all the time. They have 3 new bullet vibes I'm simply obsessed with. They are adorable. They have the Vita, the Amour, and the Duet. You have to just see what I mean. I'll put this in the show notes, but each one of these bullets have just this adorable personality. One is like a little wand that has a bullet at the end. One that has a little heart shape that gives you playful sensations. You can use it all over the body. And the Duet has a little more rounded points on it, which is great for clitoral stimulation and some shallow penetration play. But these are just fun. They're fun gifts. I don't know. I haven't seen anything like it in a while. I love them. Jeju is such a fun luxury brand, but not with the prices. It's not crazy in that way. They just feel luxe and they have this deep rumbly sensations all their toys have. I love the silicone. They're just very creative. And I was sort of obsessed with these bullets and all things Jeju. And right now there's a 20% off all products for my Sex With Emily listeners. Just use code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout. Also, if you're a penis owner, remember you can use all these toys too. Vibrations feel good on a penis, on the shaft, the perineum, lightly on the head. And you know, I'll never stop recommending the magic wand, which is just the Mack truck of sex toys. It is my OG standby. I always have it charged by the bed. It's great for couples play. It's a sure thing. We have also a great article on our site all about the magic wand if you don't know about it. And we'll put that in the show notes. Another fun thing is Promescent has this warming arousal gel. I talked about this over the holidays and you guys were all loving it. It's just another way to stimulate your senses. You put a little bit of arousal gel on your vulva, you rub it in and you'll feel some tingling goodness and just a fun way to play. And if you've been looking for some other stimulation to kind of stoke your fantasies, try watching some ethical porn or listening to audio erotica. I just love Balesa. I love Triquin. Ex Confessions by Erica Lust. Those are some fun places to check out some erotic content. I hope these ideas inspire you to romance yourself on Valentine's Day and give your body and sex drive some nourishment. You deserve it. When we come back, I'll take all your questions on being your own Valentine, masturbation, sexy self-care, and much more. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I am pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, this is from Maddie25 in Nashville. I'm a brand new listener and I have a couple questions for you. First, I've never really masturbated, but I'm interested and wondering how to even start. I want to purchase a vibrator or some other pleasure device, but I'm completely overwhelmed by the vast amount of options. Is there one main tip you would give to women beginning to explore their personal pleasure? A starter toy is, I typically recommend that women start with a clitoral vibrator, meaning it's an external vibe that you can sort of tease yourself with and learn your body and kind of figure out what feels good. And a lot of women's first pleasure experiences start with the vulva, the clitoris. And so I wouldn't recommend like an insertion vibrator for your first one. You know, my recommendation is to take a mirror and sort of get a look at what's going on and get to know your body. It's amazing thing happens when you take a mirror and you look at your genitals when you're getting turned on as a woman, your vulva, you can see that it starts to swell, that your, you know, clitoris starts to open like a flower, right? Your vulva, your labia, it all opens up. So try that out because I think it's a great place to start is just exploring and seeing like what, and get some lube. Obviously, you know how I feel. Get some good lube. Don't cheap out on the lube. Especially for masturbation and when you're exploring and I wish I knew about lube. You know, when I started masturbating, I wish I knew how much better everything feels and how good it feels to actually like to touch yourself and how it actually turns you on more than just being dry because the clitoris is not going to lubricate itself. It doesn't happen. So get some lube, buy yourself a toy. So beginner toys, bullets, handheld vibes, things for the clitoris.
Let's talk to Pat, 62, in Idaho. Hi, Pat. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Pat. How are you? How can I help?
Wonderful.
Oh, what's the question?
I want to know the difference between orgasms that I have when I masturbate and intercourse orgasms.
Oh, it's a good question.
Because to me, when I masturbate, my orgasm is completely different than when I have intercourse orgasms.
That makes sense.
So sometimes I wonder if I'm really having an orgasm during intercourse.
Oh, they're all different. Well, it sounds like you are one of the few women who have orgasms during penetration. So that means during intercourse, you have an orgasm. And then when you masturbate, you touch maybe externally more. Do you put your fingers inside of you, or are you more rubbing your clitoris on the outside?
Well, I use a insertable dildo and a vibrator at the same time.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, I mean, well, what does it feel like? How are you? Tell me how they're different.
Well,
if you can.
I can orgasm really quickly when I masturbate.
Yep.
I can also orgasm when I have sexual intercourse. It's not as quick, but it's an entirely different feeling.
Mm-hmm. They're all orgasms, to be honest. I mean, the internal orgasm, so probably during penetration, you are stimulating the internal clitoral nerves, and those orgasms can feel more full-bodied, and they can feel more like they move through your whole body, and your body can start to shake, and that's kind of more of an internal, people call it the G-spot orgasm. I'm trying to get rid of that name because it's not a spot, it's more of an area, and I think it's just an extension of the clitoral nerves. However, when you're doing it on your own, it's quicker because it's vibrating. Penis does not vibrate. So since there's so many nerve endings in our clitoris, if you use a vibrator on it, it's going to feel amazing. And it's going to be just like our clitoris. Yeah, we just love it. And though it sounds like you're probably having a clitoral orgasm and an internal orgasm at the same time, which maybe when you are having intercourse, your clitoris isn't stimulated enough.
Correct.
So that's what it is. But they're all orgasms. And I love that you're so multi-orgasmic in all these ways. Because do you know that only 20% of women have orgasms during penetration without clitoral stimulation?
Oh, well, now I feel lucky.
Yeah, you're really lucky, Pat. Like, literally, whenever you're feeling down and you're having a rough day, just be like, I can orgasm during intercourse. I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 15 years, Pat. It's rare. 20% of women only. That's why we talk about vibrators and masturbation.
I'm rare.
Tell him. I'm sure he already knows that you are a rare being, but now you can tell him this on top of it. Does that answer your question?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Of course. Thanks for calling. I'm here to help. Let's talk to Rich, 34, in New York. Hi, Rich.
Hello, Emily. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, Rich. What's going on?
It has been 3 years since I've had sex, and I've started talking to this guy that I really like, and I'm just kind of nervous about it, and I was wondering, since it's been so long, should I try a butt plug, which I've never tried before,
or should I
just use lube like usual and just go for it?
Oh, you mean like because you think that it's closed up, like you want to make sure you're a receiver?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, and my ex-fiance, it was strictly oral. He did not like sex.
Oh, hence your ex. Hence he's your ex.
Bunch of toxicness. And listening to you helped me decide to leave him. So thank you for that.
Oh, Rich. That makes me I'm so glad. Well, here, I think that you should do, listen, if you haven't had sex in 3 years, this is what I would recommend. Yeah, get out the butt plug, but for your pleasure. Right? Like, get into your body again, masturbate, walk around naked, celebrate yourself, and get into the sexy mindset. Get into your body again.
I have. Listened to you when you said something about how every day you should masturbate for a month and try new things.
Oh,
and I've been doing that, and I found something that just blew my mind. So I've been sticking to that.
Wait, I need to know what you found out, Rich. This is good. Don't bury the lead.
Well, a few things. I realized that if I just put my finger on this one vein on the underneath my dick, penis.
It's fine.
And I just keep rubbing that. I will orgasm with just a finger.
Is it near your testicles?
I've done this thing where you put your fingers underneath your balls, and you press a little hard right before you ejaculate, and that's been explosive.
Oh, my God. This is amazing, Rich.
Also, been masturbating with lube more, and now I realize I have way more pleasure in my head than I ever did before, and my nipples, too, for some reason. Like, in the past year, that's changed.
Oh, my God, Rich. That is incredible. So you've been using lube and masturbating. So, yeah. So, okay, why not try a butt plug if that will give you, and if it feels good to you. But I don't think that there's any concern. I think that you'll be fine to receive, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You're like a sexual Olympian right now. Most people just masturbate in the same way and fall asleep, but you're like, no, I'm going to actually go slow, be mindful about my masturbation, see what I can learn. And this is what I tell everybody, that we have so many erogenous zones and secondary erogenous zones that we never look at. And you found spots on your penis, which I believe that men love their penises. They're obsessed. So why not go exploring? So thank you for setting this example for everybody. Yeah,
Thank you very much for all the advice you've given me over the past year.
Oh, Rich, I'm so glad you're listening. The other thing I would say, though, is you might be worried about it when you're about to have sex, so why not use the butt plug? Then you know you'll be ready, right? So it's one less thing to kind of worry about if you're doing a test.
And because I've been webcamming him, and he's extremely big.
Ooh.
And okay. We both have the same... we both like rough but passionate stuff. So that's why I was more nervous, just because I like to get rough.
Oh, okay. So you want, but you could also tell him to go slow and rough, right? Like you'd say, but first I need to go slow.
That's why I like the passionate part where you slow down and just kiss. Like, yeah. I love that.
I love that too. Well, remember with anal, always go slow and breathe and use a lot of lube. That's like my top advice anyway. So
yes, water-based lube.
Water-based or silicone. For anal. Okay. But all lube, just lots of it. Yep. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank
Congratulations.
You so much.
Can't wait. Okay. Thank you. Of course. Thank you, Rich. Thanks for calling. So I thought about this because I got an email, and you can send your emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com from Natalie, and she's 23 in Nebraska. Hi, Dr. Emily. I would like some advice on how to get in the mood to masturbate. I usually like to think of a recent sexual experience with a partner, but it's been quite a while since I've been with anybody. I'm finding it difficult to get excited about masturbation and have not had a good orgasm in a while. Any advice? Who else hasn't had a great orgasm in a while? Who else isn't feeling inspired to masturbate? You know, this is the thing about arousal. I'm going to say this, it's mostly about vulva owners, is that we often expect that the desire for sex is going to hit us over the head, that we're going to just be walking in the house after a day, and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I'm really turned on right now. Let me go masturbate. Let me go grab my toy. Let me grab my partner. Or, you know, we're just, before we go to bed at night, we'll just think about it. But what I need you to understand is that the genders are very similar in many, many ways. But when you have a penis, if you have a penis or you have a vagina, vulva, very, very different about how you get aroused and turned on for sex. So I feel like I want you to understand that sometimes you have to make a little bit of an effort, but it doesn't mean that you're broken, right? So what I want to say is, Natalie, you don't have to get excited about masturbation, but start keeping it top of mind. Start to think about what are the things that can get you in the mood. Now, I know what you're saying. It's been a while since you've been with anybody, so it's kind of hard to make it really clear. And I know that it's so fun when you're seeing someone new or you're seeing someone often, like the material is just right there, top of mind. You're like, last night was so hot, I'm going to masturbate and think about our hot when we were making out and the way my partner took my clothes off and went down on me for 68 minutes, you know, that kind of thing. But right now might not be having as much inspiration. So I just want to tell you all that that's okay. That is totally normal. Women have something called responsive arousal and desire, and men have spontaneous. So for penis owners, they just think about sex. I'm not saying all of you, but many, they see their partner, they think about sex, and they get an erection. But for vulva owners, we don't as much. We have to put a little bit of effort in. We have to put a little bit more work. So one thing you can do is decide that you're going to prioritize pleasure this weekend. And usually when we do something pleasurable, it might lead to that. So I would say take a bath, leave your phone outside the bathroom unless you're using it for like, that's what I've done that. I'm like, I don't want my phone in here. This is my time. But if you're playing music or something, I get it. But like put your phone on airplane mode and don't text anybody when you're taking this time. And then for you specific, Natalie, I would try to find some inspiration other ways. So I would maybe take a bath. This is what I'm doing after the show. So I'm really obsessed with all CBD products for arousal. There's been a lot of them right now. You put it in the bathtub. So what it does is it kind of relaxes you, it relaxes your body. It smells really good. They also have this arousal spray and arousal gel. So these are some things you could play around with that all have CBD in them. CBD is legal everywhere. I know CBD is having a moment now and everyone thinks CBD is it real? Is it not? Just try it and then you'll tell me. I think you're going to realize that you are going to feel something by it. It's going to relax you. It's going to arouse you. So anyway, a bath, even if it's not CBD, take it with something that makes you get into your body, a scent that you like, lavender, eucalyptus, some vanilla, light a candle and just start to breathe and think about, you know, don't even think. Here's a great time to just start to get familiar with your body. You can just start touching yourself, Natalie. You can start bringing a toy in there. And if you want to use it, maybe you do. But there's so much to this process of just keeping sex top of mind. So again, connecting with your body again and touching yourself. Now, if you don't have any recent sexual memories or any that you're psyched, because there's some that you're like, I'm over that. I don't want to fantasize about this person. Another cool thing is this Ann Jane app that I was just playing before the show. Ann Jane is audio erotica. Now, I hear from a lot of women who say, porn isn't for me. My partner watches a certain kind of porn. Everything I see is not hot. It doesn't turn me on. But there's a trend right now of audio erotica apps. And so you can just listen to people talking about their stories. Like, it's really hot. So this one, Ann Jane, has women, and it's all, you could even upload your story. And it's about, they're all about 10 to 12 minutes. And you just hear women talking about different scenarios, their arousal, or, you know, maybe a partner's, you know, doing something to them in the moment. And they're just, it's erotica, but they're reading. So you don't have to read erotica. They're reading it to you and you can kind of lie back. You could do this on your bed and it just will sort of start to get into your consciousness. You'll start to think about sexy things. I mean, for me, it really turns me on to hear like hot, sexy stories. I used to have one of my earliest memories of being with a partner and having like incredible sex was we would get in the bathtub and he would read erotica to me. But now I can read it to myself on this app. You know, you could also think about, you know, what's a really fun thing to do to get into the mood too is to throughout the day, like you can even start to think about, you know, when you're in the shower in the morning, you could just touch yourself and sort of edge yourself throughout the day. And you could think about the orgasm and then maybe at lunch you could go for a walk and listen to the erotica and then you could come home and then start to, you know, masturbate. If you keep it top of mind, you'll be more in the mood for it. You know, I know for me, it's like I make sure that I have a space that I can go to masturbate. Like in my house, I know my lubes are on the nightstand. My toys are charged. I always have a vibrator in the shower. So, I mean, you think that I'm always thinking about it too, because this is what I talk to you about, but I don't always think about it. Well, you know, I have a few days where I don't. So I guess the first thing is it's okay if you're not excited about masturbation, but start to think about making a plan for masturbation, thinking about keeping sex top of mind. And the same goes for couples who are bored out of their minds right now. Maybe they've been home together all week or for 9 months. It's like, it's okay if you need a little bit of inspo, you know, that's not just coming from your partner. So yeah, it's okay if you, you know, it's not hitting you over the head, but put a little bit of effort into it. So that's what I'm thinking about. If you want to get into a sexual space this weekend, you want to make room for pleasure. And I think right now, I always talk about setting an intention. What's the intention for the show? Like, what do you want to get out of listening to the show? So why are you listening to the show right now? Maybe you're just driving home from work and you're like, oh, I didn't know there was a sex show. That's cool. Or maybe you're listening because you want to get advice. But what's your intention in this moment? Like, because when we set intention, it's kind of like manifesting. Right? When you think about something, it's more likely to happen. And then maybe right now you'll look at your calendar and go, where can I do something that's just for me? That's just going to make me happy. And what's on that list? What are the things when you think about it? I'll bet you can make time to do it. That's it for today's episode. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.